Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs to order. It is now 8:03 a.m. on Tuesday, April 16th, in Capitol Room 106. Members present are Representative Tallarico, Representative Lincoln, Vice Chair Edgman, Representative Ortiz, Representative Vance, and myself, Representative Zilkuski Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Julia Bushman, the Secretary from Records, and Taylor Kelly from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. I'd also like to recognize that Representative Kopp has joined us. Today, we will be hearing bills and resolutions previously heard. First is House Resolution 6 by Representative John Lincoln, expressing support and appreciation for the National Native American Veterans Memorial. Second, we will hear House Bill 126, sponsored by this committee, permanently establishing November as Alaska Native Heritage Month. And finally, we will be hearing House Resolution 7, also sponsored by this committee, supporting the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact. Last Tuesday, the committee heard a presentation on House Resolution 6, as well as invited and public testimony. Representative Lincoln, welcome back. Would you like to add any additional comments or speak to your resolution this morning? I do want to let members of the committee know that we have fiscal notes for all three items in front of us, all of which are zero fiscal notes. Are there any other members who wish to comment on House Resolution 6 this morning? Seeing none, having taken both invited and public testimony on the resolution, I would entertain a motion to move the resolution from committee.
Madam Chair, I move House Resolution 6, Work Order 31-LS0669/A with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, House Resolution 6 passes from committee. We will now go at ease while members sign the committee report. All right, we are back on record. Last Tuesday, moving on to House Bill 126. Last Tuesday, the committee heard a presentation on House Bill 126, a bill sponsored by this committee permanently establishing November as Alaska Native Heritage Month. Are there any additional questions from committee members about House Bill 126? Seeing none, having taken both invited and public testimony on House Bill 126, I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 126, Work Order 31-LS0782/M with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, House Bill 126 passes from committee. We will now go at ease while members sign the committee report. All right, we are back on record. Moving on to House Resolution 7. On Thursday, the committee heard a presentation on House Resolution 7, a resolution sponsored by this committee in support of the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact. We also heard invited and public testimony. Before we return to public testimony, are there any questions from committee members on House Resolution 7? Seeing none, we will now reopen public testimony for House Resolution 7. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Seeing none, we will turn to online testimony, and we have John Bioff from Kowarik. Mr. Bioff, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Madam Chair.
Good morning. If you could put your name and your affiliation on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for allowing me to testify. My name is John Bioff. I am the General Counsel for Kowarik, which is the regional nonprofit tribal consortium located in Nome, and I've been asked to testify on behalf of Kowarik by our President and CEO, Melanie Banky, in her absence. Kowarik provides social services to the 20 tribes in the Bering Strait region of Alaska. Kowarik operates a child advocacy center serving all of the Bering Strait region and works in partnership with the state of Alaska in facilitating child abuse investigations. And part of these services also includes representing tribes in Indian Child Welfare Act proceedings. I have personally been involved in representing tribes in ICWA proceedings for the last 17 years, and I've seen firsthand how critical our partnership with the state of Alaska is in situations involving abuse and neglect in which the state's involved through the Office of Children's Services. Kowarik has been involved in the development of the Tribal State ICWA Compact from the beginning and is a signatory. We've built close partnerships with the state working through this compact and have invested substantial time and resources to see this effort through for good reason. As this House Resolution 7 and this committee recognize, the state and tribal resources are limited, and the need to partner with tribes and tribal organizations and to prioritize and maximize existing resources for the benefit of families in this state is critical. This is exactly what the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact strives to accomplish. It just makes sense that in such a vast state with such immense challenges, especially in rural Alaska, that the state and tribal governments come together to build this partnership through the framework that the ICWA Compact provides. So COERIC fully endorses H.R. 7 and the intent and the spirit in which it is being submitted, and urges the governor to fully implement the ICWA Compact, to continue this important partnership with tribes, and to seek other opportunities that will also build on a state-tribal partnership moving forward. And thank you very much to this committee for the opportunity to testify. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Bioff, for your comments this morning. We appreciate that you rejoined us and understood the challenges in front of our schedule last week with the operating budget. So thank you for joining us this morning. That is the only testifier online. So seeing no one else wishing to testify, I will go ahead and close public testimony. I would entertain a motion to move the resolution from committee.
Madam Chair, I move House Resolution 7, Work Order 31-LS0822-S, with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, H.R. 7 passes from committee. We will now go at ease while members sign the committee report. And we are back on record. We have been particularly efficient this morning, and I just want to advise committee members that we will not be meeting this Thursday, April 18th. The time is 8:17 a.m., and this hearing of the House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs is now adjourned.